Welcome back, everyone, to You Killed It, the Real World Road Rules Challenge podcast. I'm Ryan Kane.
I'm Jordan Strickland.
How's it going, Jordan?
Going good. I just want to take this opportunity to apologize to anybody who listened to last week's episode. We had some technical difficulties with my microphone. I was trying to make it easier on myself, and we were just having them about 5 seconds ago, too. So hopefully this episode doesn't sound as shitty as last week.
Well, it seems like we've fixed the problem, so hopefully it'll be good this week.
I hope so. So how have you been? Did you just wake up?
Yeah, woke up about an hour ago, rewatched the show just to make it fresh in my mind. You know, feeling awake enough, you know.
Feeling fresh?
Yeah, fresh.
All right.
So, should we get into it?
I reckon we should. This was some episode.
Yeah,
a very angry episode. Well, I was very angry after watching it.
That's interesting.
Is it?
What made you angry after watching it?
The fact that Sarah got sent home again for no reason.
Okay. I guess I can see your point.
This is fucking horseshit.
Sarah really has the worst luck when it comes to this challenge.
Unbelievable luck. Unbelievably bad luck.
Like, next time she comes on, they should really set her up with someone that they know will come through.
How could they not give her somebody else?
I know, that's really fucked up.
Well, they should have got Laurel or something. That's who they should pair her with, actually. They'll win for sure.
Possibly.
They should just do a next season, just forget about the teams. Have it be one-on-one. Have a duel season.
Yeah, duels are always fun. We haven't done a duel in the longest time.
Or at least a big team one, so that your fate isn't reliant on one person.
Yeah, but the big team ones... although, you know what, I would like to go back to the format of the big team for a season.
Get tired of the two-on-two thing.
But at the same time, you know, big team doesn't necessarily guarantee you anything.
True.
Like, one way or another, either way, the next time they have Sarah on, they can't pair her with some fucking...
Yeah.
Some wreck of a human being.
Yeah. You can't put her with Trishelle. Even if, I mean, there's plenty of other people who don't like Sarah, I guess. I don't know. Put her with somebody good.
Really? It's because MTV really fucked her. Like, twice in a row. Well, I don't know about in a row, but, like, this is what happened last time. Someone got sent home in the season. They found a replacement for them. What was the season that happened with Vinny? It was
Fresh Meat.
It was X's.
It was?
Remember, because Vinny and Sarah hooked up on Fresh Meat.
Oh, okay.
And then, I'm trying to think how it went. Hooked up on Fresh Meat, were partners on X's.
Okay. Oh, yeah, and he got sent home.
Maybe I'm mixing my seasons, but yeah, he got sent home, and they didn't bring anyone in as a replacement partner. And I feel like earlier in that season, they had brought in a replacement partner for another person when their partner had gone home. I don't know.
They only have one person chambered?
Yeah, I guess. Maybe because they already had to replace a girl, they didn't have a second backup girl. Or maybe it was that, maybe the next day was the challenge and they didn't want to hold up production. Maybe they thought that, like, three episodes in was already too long of a stretch to bring in another person. Who knows?
You know, whatever their excuse is unacceptable to me. And I think Trishelle should be barred from ever coming back in the challenge ever again. She's 55 years old. She's not a good competitor. She sucks. She's annoying. She's not hot anymore. Get her off the goddamn show.
Yeah. I totally agree. Should we just get into Trishelle?
Let's get into it.
Fucking, like, what she was saying to Anissa.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what else is insane? That is the second time someone had a rant like that about Anissa. Do you remember when Robin said nearly the exact same thing?
It kind of rings a bell, but I don't remember it explicitly.
It was like Robin drunk one night after a club saying something to the effect of like, Anissa, like, who are you? Every time you're on here, you're saying you're black, you're white, you're this, you're that. And like completely putting her foot in her mouth with Anissa being like, and where are you going with this?
It's like somebody doing a bad stand-up routine.
Yeah, seriously.
You're black, you're white, you're Jewish, you're Christian. What's the deal with you, Anissa? And then has no point at all.
That was the scenario both times. This time with Trishel, just as point. Like, when Trishel was trying to, like, defend herself, like make her point.
Yeah.
Started babbling.
Mm-hmm.
That was crazy. I'm guessing she was drunk.
I hope so.
Not that that's much of an excuse, but
for her sake, I hope she was drunk.
That at least can be the excuse for why, like, she couldn't put a thought together, you know?
Yeah. It was pretty sad. And I don't know. I still don't know what her point was.
Yeah, I feel like she just doesn't really like Anissa. And that's just kind of what Anissa was talking about at the very moment that Trishel kind of snapped.
There wasn't really any, even an insult in there. It was just stating facts about Anissa. Framed as an insult. And she's like, okay.
And Trishel decided that the perfect moment to do it was when Anissa was trying to, like, comfort Marlon. Like, hey, come on, you know, listen, we all go through this sort of shit growing up, trying to find ourselves, and then here's Trishel coming in the background like, this fucking bitch.
Yeah. So what...
Trishel's gone.
What was that?
I'm glad Trishel's gone. I was never, like, not a fan of her before, but I'm done.
Well, I would much rather have her there if it meant Sarah got to come back, but yeah, I never want to see her again after this. And what was the reason she really went home? Was she just embarrassed?
I think so.
She just didn't want to have to face the crowd of ridiculers?
Yeah, she probably... Because she didn't win any of that fight. Like, not with words, not when it got physical.
Well, not only that, but she bolted before anybody even knew she was gone, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
She was just out of there.
It felt like she probably didn't even really sleep. She probably made the decision while drunk, like, I'm out of here, packed her bags, and then at first sun just took off.
I remember before Trishel's comeback, and I heard that she was like a pro poker player or something, and I was like, oh, really? Trishel's smarter than I thought. I think we must have the facts wrong about that pro poker playing career, because it just does not add up to me. I don't think that she makes a living as a poker player. It just does not seem to fit.
Or it makes me think that maybe poker is entirely about luck.
Like, and she's just really lucky?
Yeah. She had a couple of lucky hands.
She sucks everybody else's luck away from them.
Maybe.
Like Sarah's luck. Anyway, so she's gone.
We can't go by without mentioning that fucking stiff arm that Anissa delivers.
Yeah, that was good.
Right into that shit. And then what? Does Anissa grab her by the back of her hair to just hold her out at arm's length? It was an amazing move. When Anissa tried to demonstrate it afterwards, I couldn't even fully grasp what she was doing. It seemed like something she had become a pro at through a lot of practice.
Well, the best part was she just held out her forearm, and Trishel gave herself like a forearm shiver to the face because she just walked into the forearm. Her head goes back at like a 90-degree angle. And yeah, it was pretty good. And then Anissa's just explaining that she didn't actually hit her, just to make sure that she doesn't get voted or kicked off the show.
Yeah, it was a pretty great move by Anissa.
Yep.
The most coordinated I've ever seen that girl.
Yeah, that's about all she's got. You know what? They should have sent home Anissa too for fighting, and then they could have had Sarah and whoever Anissa's partner are be partners. But oh well. Because I don't care about Anissa either.
Yeah, who is Anissa's partner? Damn.
Oh, is it Diem? Well, nope. Sarah, that would have been bad luck for Sarah, too, but it would have been better than Trishel.
True.
Diem is a... She's kind of been... She's been good the last couple seasons. On the X's season, she was pretty... She was a trooper with CT.
Yeah, I don't think that Diem is necessarily a bad player. I think her and Sarah could have been a good match.
Yeah. Yeah, Diem just needs a little motivation, and she can pull it together most of the time.
Yeah, and I don't think she's going to get that from Manisa, but...
No.
Oh, well. So back to the top of the show. Mm-hmm. We have a Marlon-Derek hookup.
Yeah.
Which...
That was shocking to me, but was that shocking to you, seeing the Real World season? Because I didn't know that was going to happen. I didn't know Marlon was bi or whatever.
No, yeah, it wasn't really a shock to me. Because yeah, he did. This is something you would have been familiar with if you had seen the season.
Okay.
But yeah, like he never really, if I remember correctly, he never acted on it. During his Real World season, he was just kind of telling stories of what happened in the past. And I think if I remember correctly, all the hookups, his hookup in the Real World was with a girl. But yeah, he's fucking cutting loose in Thailand.
Well, he got guy and girl in this episode.
Yeah. Fucking Marlon, man. He bookended the episode. The very first thing in the episode was him hooking up with Derek. Very last thing. Him hooking up with Nani.
At first I was like, because in the confessional, Derek was like, I didn't know if he was out or not, so I wanted to be respectful and go, and we went under the bridge and we hooked up. And I'm like, you're telling this to a camera. You're not really being that respectful. But I assumed that the whole night thing, or it was out by the time you did that interview, but it was kind of funny at the time.
Well, like, yeah, I found that to be a little weird at first too, but then I realized that, no one has seen Marlon's season, so no one on the cast knew that about Marlon either.
Mm.
And like, after Marlon and Derek hooked up, that's when everyone was asking Jordan, like, "Is Marlon gay? What's up here?"
Mm-hmm.
I guess he just told Jordan told everyone what Marlon had told them the season.
So they ended up and then the big fight with Knight was because they were playing a game they seem to play every single season, which is charades. Guess who I'm pretending to be from this season of the challenge. And Knight had a tasteless joke that in the right atmosphere, if he had read the situation right, would have probably been fine if he broke the ice with Marlon a little bit more, or people were. It just didn't seem like the right vibe for that kind of blowjob joke, basically.
Yeah.
It wasn't blatantly... I don't know.
Maybe it's just because it was all so new to everyone. They weren't so sure.
It was cool with Marlon.
Knight was just the fucking first one onto the beach, you know?
Yeah. That's kind of his job.
and he realized that, yeah. He was not going to be greeted with a smile.
Mm-hmm. So Marlon kind of was smiling at first after that, he's like, that's not really me, is it? And then he decided a few minutes later to get really pissed off about it.
Yeah, he had to let it percolate a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Which, why let yourself get pissed off about that? Clearly, I mean, if you're cool with the fact that you like to... Or you like to blow guys and get blown by guys every once in a while, if you're bi and you're actually okay with that. I don't know. You can get pissed off at night, I guess, but...
I feel like Marlon is not entirely comfortable.
He pretends to be.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he's doing his best, but he's just, you know, not there yet, I guess.
He's kind of an enigma of a guy. Because he was the one who got in the fight with the pool with CT, right?
Yeah.
So he's kind of got, I don't know, maybe he's just got extreme testosterone and he's just horny for whatever's moving.
Any port in the storm.
Mm-hmm. So, and who did he hook up with later in the episode?
Nani,
right?
Nani, yeah.
So Nani, I don't even know where to go. Good for Marlon, I guess.
Yeah, making it happen.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if Derek will get jealous.
Well, you know, spoiler alert, but once you're sent home, no one, the other cast members can't worry about what you're going to think about the later hookups.
That's true, but he was probably crying at home watching.
Yeah, well, I mean, it would be a devastating blow to the ego. After Absolutely. Me went to Nani? Oh my God.
So what happened next in this this episode?
Well, basically after the Knight and Marlon fight is when it went into Trishel and Anissa, and that's when and then right after that TJ came to kick Sarah off.
Right.
And then after that it went right into the challenge.
Mm-hmm.
What did you think about this challenge?
It was pretty good. They had to climb up a rope ladder, right? And then they had to shimmy across two other ropes to get to the other side first and ring a bell. Another suspended over water challenge, which I guess I don't mind. It's fun to watch people fall into water, but the only one who fell was Knight.
Yeah, Knight did really shitty in this challenge.
Yeah.
Probably the one thing you should try to avoid doing is flipping over on the rope, and he did that pretty much right away.
Mm-hmm.
If I were Preston, I think I probably would have just dropped as well. That way you could just right yourself and like start again, as opposed to hanging there for 5 minutes while Knight gets back up.
Yeah, completely. There's only so the muscles in your hands can only hold on for so long.
Yeah, and they're holding on, he's not moving, and then once Knight finally gets back up, he has to complete the challenge in a really awkward position. That's not that's not the way to do it, Preston.
No.
But
there wasn't really many highlights from this challenge.
It was pretty straightforward. There was a 10-minute time limit, and everyone was able to complete it except for Knight and Preston.
Mm-hmm.
And then the winners of the challenge were, for the guys, it was Bananas and Frank, my pick.
Yeah.
And Emily and Paula, who we both picked. So
That's three in a row for Emily and Paula.
Yeah, yeah.
Hat trick.
I feel like they're a lock. Unless people somehow manage to get them sent home, they're...
Well, if they get in a jungle and they get in the wrong... If people start to realize that they're the ones to beat and they start throwing them into the jungle, which is probably not going to happen because Paula's been there for so long. She's kind of got in with everybody. But if they get sent into the wrong jungle with the wrong team, they could get sent home. Anything can happen in the jungle.
Very true, but you have to remember, you know, it's the guys who are deciding who goes in, and... It doesn't seem like anyone has any kind of beef with Emily or Paula, you know?
That's true.
And you don't want to start shit with like the guaranteed strongest team, because you don't want them to come back and be like, "Well, now I'm throwing you in."
Even though they're my pick to win, that would be pretty boring if they just won every challenge and then went and ran the final and won all the money too. It'd be unprecedented, but still, it'd be boring to watch. Not a lot of competition among the women.
Yeah, but I don't mind a complete like slaughter. That's fun to see every now and again.
I guess so. If they start getting cocky about it, it'll be fun. They need somebody on their heels, though.
Yeah, that's true. It is true. But hey, you could get all the drama from the guy's side. No one knows what's going to happen over there.
Yeah.
So they then have to vote who's going into the jungle against Knight and Preston. And this is something that I truly hate, is the whole once you're voted in, it's just easy to vote you in a second time.
Yeah.
Like, well, we already fucking pissed them off once. Might as well not risk pissing off a second team. So,
yep.
Which truly sucked.
Because you love Derek?
Yeah. Yeah, I do love Derek. Derek was a great cast member.
He's okay.
He's easygoing. He's fun.
Yeah, he seems like a nice guy, but that doesn't make him a great cast member.
I don't know. What else do you want? What else do you want from Jordan?
I don't know. He's got to have do a little bit more than just shooting the breeze and hooking up with Marlon to be a good cast member.
He's shooting the breeze. He's making hookups. He's fucking...
If he would have thrown a punch on Rob last season when they got in their fight, then I would upgrade him to great cast member. But he... Although, okay, fine. Fine. Fine, I agree.
He still got in it with Rob.
That's true. Fine. And he made Rob look like an asshole, which was fun.
Now this, the jungle, the game was called Snapper, was it?
Yeah.
A really cool challenge, or a really cool jungle.
It was Why don't you explain it to the audience?
Basically, it was a lightsaber fight.
Right.
They made it to look like a lightsaber fight. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have these, I guess they were like wooden dowels or something. Mm-hmm.
I think I don't know what they would have been made of. It looked like it hurt like hell, though.
Maybe it was bamboo or something. I don't know. Anyway, you have these wooden sticks. The object of the game, they blindfold you, put these sticks in your hand, and they spin you like you're going after a pinata, but the pinata is the other team member.
Mm-hmm.
And it was... your team member has to guide you towards them, tell you when to swing, tell you when to duck.
Yeah, it was a cool game. It was aspect of it that they had to have their team member tell them what was going on was interesting, especially when they started incorporating a little bit of strategy in there. Like, who was getting down on their knee? Oh, it was Knight, because they had their code word was Nola, right?
Yeah.
Which was get low. Which worked. It seemed like the other team would have figured it out, because I think Derek was yelling, he's on his knees, and then it still didn't really work.
Yeah, in that situation, I don't know. Rob, I don't know, maybe he wasn't listening, maybe.
Well, he did a good job on the first round. He just told him to inch up, and then when he was in within striking distance, he said, swing hard, and he hit Preston 3 or 4 times and beat the shit out of him, and it looked like it hurt pretty bad.
Exactly. That's why I'm confused, because it seemed like they had good communication the first time around.
Yeah.
And it just all went to shit the second time.
Well, second time, Derek was in against Knight, right?
Yeah.
And then Knight hit him in the legs and broke his stick.
And in that one, when Rob was telling Derek what to do, it didn't seem like Rob was giving them quite as much, mm-hmm. Which sucked. When it came down to the tiebreaker, it went Rob versus Knight, and I don't know, Knight and Preston did good. I'll say that for them. They were both good at, you know, they had the communication down. Knight was not afraid of getting in there.
Mm-hmm.
Came to the table with some good ideas. The getting low was a smart idea.
Mm-hmm.
Someone should have said swing low. Tell Rob to swing low, and then bam. They would have had him, because Rob almost hit Knight in the head a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
But
so goodbye to Derek and Rob. I don't like Preston, but I do like Knight. He stirs things up. So I guess I'm glad that they won, but I would have been just as glad if the other team won. I guess I didn't really care.
I mean, I liked both of the teams that were in there. I probably would have felt the same either way, no matter who went home.
Mm-hmm.
But this episode did give me the feeling that that Knight and Preston both want to be there, even though Preston quit that one time. It's, you know, he only quit because he knew they were safe from the jungle.
Mm-hmm.
And when push comes to shove, it seems like he's willing to make an effort. And another point where I thought about this was during the Knight and Marlon fight. Preston was in there trying to prevent Knight from getting them sent home. You know, he was right in the middle of the fights. So good for Preston.
You know. Yeah. I suppose so. And I feel like I'm not contributing a lot to this episode. This episode, there wasn't a whole lot to talk about other than the Sarah and Trishelle stuff, which I was outraged by.
It was a good episode, but also very straightforward.
Yeah, nothing to break down really.
Yeah.
So, anything else to add on any front?
Nothing's jumping to mind. Did you see the after show?
I did not.
The after show was pretty good. They got Marlon and Knight in there to talk, and they seemed like they were cool. They brought in Sarah and Anissa.
Uh-huh.
And made a point to say that they had invited Trishelle, but Trishelle declined.
Mm.
Fucking obviously.
Yeah.
I feel like this may be the last we've seen of Trishelle.
I sure hope so. Yeah, I guess we didn't talk about when our Knight finally kind of made up with Marlon, which was good, but Marlon didn't... He kind of accepted the apology right away, and they started being buddies right away. But Knight said something interesting. He said, I guess I know what not to say if I don't want to piss him off, and I know what to say if I really do need to piss him off.
Yeah. So, although the apology was sincere, he now knows he has some ammo in his back pocket.
Yeah, maybe that'll be coming back in later in the season or in future seasons if he ever gets into it with Marlon again.
Yeah. Which, boy, I feel like Marlon, who seems to be someone who has something to prove, he's not the one you want to mess with, because I feel like he will take it there, you know?
Yeah.
Like, even though he seemed to have a good head on his shoulders in his real world season, I don't know, man, it seems like he won't allow himself to be pushed too far.
Yeah, he's the kind of guy who maybe Knight, who maybe a little, maybe a twinge of homophobia in his body. He might have, once he found out that Marlon was bi, maybe he thought, oh, that guy's not as tough as I thought he was, just because of the bisexual thing. But I don't think you want to make that mistake with Marlon. I think he will make you pay for it if you do.
Yeah,
he's gonna beat the shit out of you. I don't think it takes away from his toughness at all.
Yeah, if that's what Knight's thinking, that is flawed logic.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll see. We'll see where it goes from here. It seems like in the previews for next week, Knight's getting into it with more people.
That's his thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Who's
day one?
Last season, he threw Nani's luggage into the pool, right?
Did he?
Wasn't it Nani? You don't remember him throwing luggage into the pool?
I don't remember that, no.
Well, that was a big thing. He got into an argument, and then he ended up throwing all of her luggage in the pool. And now Marlon's hooking up with Nani. And so now Knight has beefs with both of them. So, I mean, there's plenty of grounds for more drama later. Now he's going to insult Marlon's woman. Antics are going to ensue.
So we have that to look forward to.
Mm-hmm. Any word on Survivor yet?
No. I want to look up the start date, though. It seems like it should be pretty soon.
Well, they usually start it in the fall, so I'm guessing
but they don't,
end of August.
They don't only start in the fall, though, right? Because don't they do two seasons a year? Or
yeah, well, they start in the fall and then in February.
Oh, I see.
I think.
I see.
Yeah, because they do fall and then they end it around Christmas or a little bit, maybe after Christmas. I don't remember. Maybe before or after Christmas. But I'm going to try to watch it this year. Going to try.
Yeah, make an effort. I forget what the season is supposed to be.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even check out what the format was.
They did something to give you a little hint at the end of last season, but yeah, I have no idea what they were trying to go for. There was like a drop of blood in water or something like that.
It's to the death now.
Blood is thicker than water, or...
Oh, maybe they have family members.
Blood in the water? Maybe.
Family Feud, Survivor style?
Could be. All right, so... Should we wrap it up?
Yeah, let's make it a short one today.
All right, so... If you have any comments, feel free to find us on Facebook, You Kill the Podcast. YouKillThePodcast@gmail.com is our email address. Mm-hmm. We're both on Twitter, although I don't use it very often.
I don't ever post anything. But I have a Vine. Do you have Vine?
I don't have Vine, no.
I've been meaning to talk to you about this. Do you ever listen to the 10-minute podcast with Will Sasso and Chris D'Elia?
No.
And Brian Callen? You have to listen to it. And you have to get Vine and follow Will Sasso because his are fucking hilarious. But I have Vine, but I've never made a Vine video, so I don't really know how to do it. But maybe I will in the future, so you can follow me on there, too.
Isn't Vine, like, dead now that Instagram has a video?
I don't think... I felt like there was backlash against the Instagram because it's too long or something, like the six-second video people liked because you had to be more creative with your time. I don't know.
We'll see. I feel like a lot of people liked it all in one.
Yeah.
And Instagram already had so many subscribers.
That's true. It would make sense. I have Instagram as well, but I'm never on there either. I don't really get any of these kind of offshoot things. Like, I can post a photo on Facebook. I don't have time to go on Instagram and check everybody's feed and stuff, too. And most people have them all cooked to one thing anyway.
It's true.
What's the point?
Well, options. People like options, Jordan.
They got to waste their time somehow.
Yeah, exactly. Now, you mentioned Will Sasso. One last thing. Have you watched the show Drunk History?
No. I don't think I've seen the actual show, but I saw a YouTube video a long time ago that was Drunk History.
Well, that YouTube series has been picked up by Comedy Central.
Okay.
And Will Sasso appeared as one of the reenactors on the last episode.
Yeah.
The show is awesome. You got to check it out.
Yeah. All right. I'll have to.
He was playing one of Al Capone's thugs.
Nice.
It was funny. He was really good doing the reenactment.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And I guess that's that.
All right.
I'm Ryan Kane.
I'm Jordan Strickland.
Have a good one.
Bye.